Welcome to So Many Places to Go, the podcast for meeting and event professionals. You can catch updates and info at the end, but right now, let's get going with a new episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of So Many Places to Go. Today, we are going to a very exciting place, the Atlantis Paradise Resort in the Bahamas. And our guest today is Sharon Jacques, and she's going to tell us all about it. I have to say, I specifically am excited about this conversation because I finally got to see this in person about 2 years ago and just got the tip of the iceberg. So I'm excited to learn more about it today and connect the dots. There's so much, so much to unpack here. Today, my co-host is Amanda.
Hi, everybody.
And Amanda and I are here in Houston, but Sharon, where are you?
Right now, I currently reside in my home, which is in Naples, Florida.
Very nice. Very nice. So I'm sure for you right now, you're experiencing the same thing we are. We're moving into summer and things are getting steamy.
Hot and humid.
Hot and humid.
Yes.
Well, we're excited to just jump in. We're so glad that you decided to join us today and talk to us about Atlantis. And we know that there's so much information. So we're just going to kind of dive into the questions and let you walk us through it. So before we jump in, we would love for you to just tell our audience a little bit about you and your role, how long you've been with Atlantis. Like, just fill us in a little.
Okay. Hi, everyone. As Katie said, my name is Sharon Jacques, and I have been with the amazing Atlantis Resort for 21 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Now we have 2,900 rooms total. You know, blah, blah, blah on the square feet of this and that, you know, 500,000 square feet of meeting space and all that good stuff. You know, we can dive into those details when we get into a group quote that you're going to send me. but we do have amazing waterscape, which is something most resorts do not have. We have 100 acres of waterscape. We have something called Aquaventure, which features thrilling body and inner tube slides. It is the world's largest open air marine habitat, which again, a lot of other resorts do not have.
Wow.
You know, and just really in brief, when I describe Atlantis to people for the very first time, I basically tell them that we are Vegas, Disney, Hawaii, and SeaWorld all rolled into one destination.
That is such a great explanation. I can attest to that. I think that is right. That's absolutely.
But you would be surprised that our average size group is 80 rooms.
Really?
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. I mean, sure, we can accommodate up to 5,000 people in, you know, all kinds of unique venues on property. But our average group size is 80 rooms.
That's really interesting. One of the things we love to ask our guests is about who is the ideal group for your property. Yeah. And would have expected with that many rooms, which by the way, 2,900 rooms, we couldn't just get the extra 100 for a nice three. When is that
happen? Right? Right?
Come on. It's so close. But that's so interesting that, so what kind of, if your average group is 80, what kind of groups is that coming in to see you? Is it association? Is it incentives? Is it corporate?
Oh my gosh, Katie, it's everything. We handle every kind of group that there is. There isn't anything that we don't handle. There isn't like a perfect type of group because we have so many things to do on property for everybody in all different ages that you can make whatever fit and tailor it to whatever the interests are of that group.
That makes good sense. And yeah, Amanda, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I've been there one time when I was 18 and I thought that was the coolest thing, you know, that I was 18 in the Bahamas. I was with my family. But I remember just seeing everybody, all ages, there was so much to do. And again, that it's been quite a few years. since then, and I would love to come back, but I do remember that even from all that time ago, like, you know, just going around the property, there were things to do for everybody. It didn't matter that we were younger, not adults, you know, and I just thought it was so fascinating then. And I can just see after you explaining the various types that, you know, everybody and anyone comes to the resort, obviously, I can only imagine things have changed changed over the years, and that's been more incentive for pretty much any traveler to come to. So,
right. And we get a lot of repeat clients because we do keep changing and we keep growing too. So it's always new and different for our return guests, which is really special for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I have family friends that have returned. We unfortunately haven't, but we know people that come every year.
And there is something really magical about, like, when you go by it, you know, when it's in the distance, it is just this really, it's almost like legend or lore, right? Like you see it and you think, like, you know, it's like castle in the water kind of thing. At least that's
it is. Yeah.
It's like just looking at that, like that is just something different, right? Mm-hmm. That you just don't see. And then when you actually get to pull up close to it, it's like, wow.
Exactly. It's like, you know, the legend where it rises out of the sea. Yes. There it is. It appears on Paradise Island.
Right. And I love that. And going back and talking about the different groups that come in, you know, when I was there, I realized I didn't do the full tour. So I'm planning to come back. I only got to spend a day there. But it was like on the way in, I saw one thing. And on the way out was when we went through the casino. And it was so easy to miss on the way in. And so it's just everything kind of, you can do all of it, but you can also, it seems like, avoid the things you don't want to. So anybody who maybe doesn't love the idea of, you know, a Vegas casino, meaning like it's not like it's in your way, right? So can you
exactly
kind of talk about that?
I mean, basically we're a resort that has a casino. We're not a casino with rooms, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
You know, and like you said, you were there for one day. Believe me, you didn't see,
I know
30% of it. I mean, there's no way you could have. I mean, when I do a site inspection, I have to have two full days to show
just
it all.
On the property.
I mean, you have to, you just absolutely have to.
Well, I'm sure our listeners will be very glad to take you up on that offer. Check it out and spend 2 days in the Bahamas if they have to.
There you go. Absolutely.
I'm sure you can twist a couple of arms.
What I also wanted to point out with our average group size of 80 rooms and how we have the flexibility for any budget, because we have four different types of accommodations with like four different price points. Basically, you know, not just the type of group it is, but also the budget. You know, we can also accommodate any budget, not just any group. And we're also part of the Marriott Bonvoy members. So you get Marriott points when you book us. So that's something a lot of people don't know. So just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, that's a good bonus. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about travel and getting there. So when you talk about budget, that it's budget friendly there, but then even getting there, I think is easier than it seems, right? I think the Bahamas sometimes can feel, you know, US East Coast, it's not a big deal. Those of us in the middle state think like it's this paradise so far away, but it's really not that hard to get in, right?
No, the majority of our customers are from the East Coast because the airlift is direct into Nassau from like 20 cities up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Mm-hmm. And we're actually just 25 minutes from the airport once you land into Nassau. So we are super easy to get into. I mean, the airlift access is just incredible. I mean, you would be surprised. It's so easy to get into because you can fly into Atlanta, Miami, New York, go straight to Nassau. I mean, super easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a hop, skip, and a jump, right? Or for you guys over there, just a hop.
Right. Yeah. Or sometimes we think of it as another key, you know, like Key West, because we're so close to Key West. So we're like Key Atlantis.
Right.
It's
so close to, we're 25 minutes from Fort Lauderdale.
That's amazing.
25 minutes. Yeah. I fly from Fort Lauderdale and it's just a 25 minute flight. You're up and then you come down. It's so quick.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to move to Florida so I can take quick vacations.
There you go.
That is really incredible perspective. You know, I always sort of compare and go like, okay, what does that compare like to me? And you know, we're in Texas. Texas is big, but our closest cities from Houston are like Austin and Dallas, but our Austin flight is still 45 minutes.
So we're even closer.
And that's a 2.5 hour drive. So, I mean, that's not that far. And then in the air, which means, I mean, like I'm doing the scale in my mind and that's really close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's extremely close. Yeah. We used to take a seaplane over. It was that close. They used to have seaplanes that went over. Yeah,
oh,
they stopped service on those. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so if we haven't covered it yet, what would you say for our listeners are like the top three things that we need to know about Atlantis?
Okay. I mean, that's a really good question because there's so much to know about Atlantis. Yeah. But I mean, in the time that we're living now, which is, you know, not the norm, I hate that phrase, but, you know, what you really need to know is that we are in a safe zone. That's what we call our property. So no one, I mean, no one can enter the property without a negative test. No one. You know, with the COVID operations, you know, the standards are pretty much, you know, the same for us as they are for the islands. As long as you have your vaccine card and you have had your two shots and it's, you know, 2 weeks after your second shot, you do not need a test to enter the Bahamas. You know, you just need your vaccine card. But on your way back to the United States, the U.S. still requires an antigen test. So you can get that right on property and we give them complimentary. So we make it super easy. We have four different stations that are set up all around the property and you can just pop over and you get, some people get their test back within 10 minutes. I think the most anyone had to wait was 2 hours when we were like almost at sold out capacity.
Oh,
wow. So it's super, super easy. So I just wanted to absolutely cover that because of the times we're in.
Yeah.
Probably the next big need to know is our food and beverage outlets. We probably have more than most resorts. We have 21 restaurants and 19 bars.
Ooh.
And it's basically, it's from-
It's a good ratio.
right? You know, and it's from casual, which is, you know, really reasonably priced to mid-level. And then we also have gourmet fine dining. So again, it's like something for every budget. You know, you can go over to the Marina Pizzeria and have a pizza, or you can go to Nobu and dine. You know, so, and there's something in between all over the resort from one end to the other. So I think that's important when you're thinking about budgets and families and things like that. And then the third thing I would say would be the activities. There's no real need to plan off-property activities. There's no need to budget for additional costs to like transfer guests off-property to other venues. A lot of times, you know, groups are used to that extra cost, which can be pretty costly, you know, for bus transfers and then another venue and then creating a party. So everything is like right around the property. We have everything that they could want right there. And again, whether it's an adult group or it's a family group, young or old, I mean, there's something for everyone.
Right. Well, so those are the need to knows. And I can attest to the so many things to do, but I want to come back to that because I have a question for you and I want to know if our answers match. What would you say is the most unique thing that sets this property apart from other resorts?
Okay, that's a pretty good question. I think I sell not just a resort, but more like a destination that's at a resort, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a great way to explain it.
I think that, you know, because of our marine life and the AquaVenture, which I'm sure most people have seen in our commercials, the Leap of Faith slide. It's a five-story vertical body slide. That's just one of our, you know, many slides.
And I did
But, you know, you didn't do that, huh?
That one's not for me.
Me neither.
I went on the kiddie one, just so you know.
I love it.
And obviously it's been a really long time since I've been there and I probably should have looked this up. Is that different than the, with the sharks or is that what we're talking about?
No, that's what we're talking about.
Okay. I did that. I do remember
you
I did.
Did?
Oh, I think so. Granted, maybe I was, you know, I'm 18. I can do anything. Who knows? But, I'm pretty sure I did it. I also know I got really sunburned on the trip. So I know I spent a lot of time at the pool. For those that can't see, I am a redhead with very fair skin, so, but I do know I did it. I just couldn't remember there was a name for it.
Yes. Very proud of myself. I'm impressed. Very impressed, Amanda.
Thank you.
Very, very, very. Yes. So in addition to what else makes us unique, we also have Swim with the Dolphins right on property. We have so much. I'll just run down everything quickly. I mean, we have miles and miles of beaches. We have the typical spa and golf that all other resorts have. What's different on our golf course is that all the holes are breathtaking ocean views, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool for the East Coast. You know, you'd think you would find that on Pebble Beach and, you know, but yeah, we've got that.
That's amazing.
We also have a private marina. A lot of people don't know, with 62 slips. So if there is some CEO that wants to bring in his big yacht, he can. Great. We get a lot of that, especially over spring break. Mm-hmm. We also have the Caribbean's largest casino. Mm-hmm. We have a nightclub called Aura. We have back to the water, because that's really the main part of our resort. We have 14 lagoons.
Oh my gosh.
8 million gallons of ocean water.
Wow.
And we have more than 50,000 aquatic animals that represent over 250 marine species. I'm telling you, and I don't know if you remember this, but you can spend the entire day walking around just looking at all the fish and all the various aquariums and lagoons, and it's all included in the price of the room. There's no extra charge. And then we also have a sports center with basketball courts, tennis, lap pool, and a fitness facility. For kids, we have an Atlantis Kids Club. We have a club for teens, Club Rush. We have a gaming arcade. We have a pottery studio. We have a Build-A-Bear. Wow. I mean, that's just to name a few. We have so much more. Great. And then, of
course,
that's
so unique. I've never heard of a pottery studio. Those are some really unique.
I mean, they're things like, that are tucked
special
away.
Activities.
Yeah, really. They're just things. Yeah.
I really think the way you described it, you know, a couple minutes ago about it being not just a resort at a destination, like it's its own destination. I can't remember exactly how you worded it, but
a destination at a resort.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, everything you're saying, full, you know, absolutely. It's, you know, sometimes you go on a vacation and you're like, yeah, the hotel, the resort will have a couple things. There'll be a few restaurants, a few things to do, but you really have explained how it is full on a destination. And like I said, I've obviously went many years ago as a teen, and now I'm obviously, I'm a mom with young kids, and I'm like, okay, I can come here with my kids. You know,
I could come here. We have babysitting too.
Okay. I was going to say, that's so like the cruise. That's like a cruise, right? You send them to the club, and it's just everybody's safe and having a good time.
Okay. Exactly. I will see you really soon.
There you go.
Looking at my watch here.
Love
I will see you soon.
25 minutes from Fort Lauderdale, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. So I'll go see some family in Fort Lauderdale, which I do have. But really, I'm coming to see you.
That's a great point, because, you know, and then a lot of people think, oh, you know, that's the resort with all the slides and it's just for kids. So put that aside and then think about the adults. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got the casino, we've got the fine dining restaurants, we've got the nightclub, we have a comedy club, we have live music in a lot of our lounges. And the Cove, which is our most upscale all suite property, that's more like a resort within a resort. The pool there is for adults only. And they also have live gaming at the pool and a DJ. And that's like its own world over there. So I'm telling you, it's like something for everybody.
Yeah. Oh my God. Spend all kinds. Okay. So now we all want to come for vacation. But first, and this is where we love this trend in the business and leisure travel as one, right? I'm not sure if the little, like, if the mashup word, were they calling it bleisure? I'm not sure if it's really caught on yet. I know I've heard that somewhere, but it's one of those things. It's like, it doesn't fly off the tongue, but we like the concept. So we're going to come for a meeting and then we're going to stick around for a couple of days with our families, right? We've all got groups who like to do that. So talking about events, tell us about an event that's happened on property that was just maybe really amazing or impressive or unique, or just that you know, really stuck with you.
Well, oh my gosh.
I know.
There's been so many over 20
pick
years,
one.
Right? Oh God, I can't pick one.
Okay. Let me try another question. Let's see if this is easier. Do you have a favorite type of event to see on property that's like, oh, it's so neat to see weddings, or it's so neat to see concerts, or I don't know. Is that a harder question?
It would have to be between concerts and golf tournaments. For 10 years, we hosted the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Tournament, and that was my group. So it's very special to me. Okay. So I did that for 10 years in a row, and, you know, tons of celebrities come over and you get to mix and mingle with them. And it's so much fun. But in terms of concerts, we've had like Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett in concert, which was one of my favorites. Ryan Adams did an acoustical solo performance, which was amazing. So, I mean, those are like my two favorite concerts.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I guess, I mean, this all just goes back to, you guys can do anything there because you've got, let's just call it unlimited space.
Oh, you know what? I do have to say, talk about unlimited space. You know what we do host every year in November is the Battle for Atlantis. It's the top college teams. We turn our Imperial Ballroom into a real basketball court.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
And that's every November. It's right around Thanksgiving time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you know, it's a new type. Like, we're used to we've planned all types of different events, and we've been involved in all different types of events. That's definitely something I wouldn't have thought of, a unique mm-hmm. group, well, a much larger group, but a unique group, a unique event that is just another, you know, awesome example of everything you guys can do. Because in my mind, I think, you know, weddings, meetings, incentive mm-hmm. travel, that is something I just wouldn't have thought of that you guys right. could do.
Yeah. And just that idea, like it's out of the box, right? You can do a basketball tournament anywhere. How about in a ballroom? And right. then you still get all the other bonuses. So that's so interesting. Sharon, we do, okay, you're right. Square footage, blah, 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 right? And that's one of those things that one of these days I'm going to really learn and understand the square footage, and like, I'm going to be able to translate that visually. Today is not that day, but tell us, in your Vegas ballroom, how many can you accommodate? Like
5,000 people is 50,000 okay. square feet.
Wow. Yeah.
And then we have another one that's 25,000 square feet. So
now
we've got
that's
two
an
really
easy translation right there. 50,000, 5,000. Uh-huh. I can do that math.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we got two big ballrooms. So yeah, definitely.
Right. That's amazing.
Okay, gang, I'm going to take a quick detour, so stay with me here. As you get to know the IMM team as your hosts, we also want you to get to know IMM as a company, too. In a nutshell, we are a meeting, events, and consulting firm going on 35 years of great service and relationships. We're bringing you this podcast to support our industry, which is built on some of the things that we also value most, like great relationships, collaboration, and delivering incredible experiences. We work with clients in whatever capacity they need, be it full service or a la carte. So take a minute and type in immwow.com and go check out our list of services to find out more about what we can do for and with you. I might be biased, but I have to say, I love working with our team, and I know that you will too. Until then, safe travels and happy listening.
Okay, so you told us all kinds of things and some of your favorite events, but you've been selling there for, you said, 21 years.
Correct.
So this is probably got to be the hardest question for you. What is your favorite thing about selling Atlantis? I mean, I'm sure you can tell us all the facts, but what do you love about it?
Well, you know, what's really special about it is when I'm talking to somebody, like even like personally, when I'm mixing and mingling with people, and you know, the conversation always comes up. So what do you do?
Right.
And when I tell people that I work for Atlantis, I would say that most everybody already knows about Atlantis and they're mm-hmm. excited to talk about it. Whether, you know, I'm doing a sales call, I don't have to explain who we are mm-hmm. and where we are and what we have. Everybody's like, oh yeah, I've seen you on TV. I've seen the commercial. Is that the one with the Michael Jordan suite? And you know, I never have to explain what Atlantis is. So I think that's really cool.
That is cool.
That is.
And for our listeners out there, if you're feeling sheepish at all right now, because you're thinking, oh, I don't know what it is, I can almost guarantee you that you do. You've seen it somewhere at some point. And we are going to link to some photos and to the website. And as soon as you see this iconic sort of gem in the sea, you're going to totally know what we're talking about. And if you haven't, it'll be really fun to look at. So
absolutely.
Okay. So we talked about our experiences there. Is there anything that's like new going on property? What's the newest thing in Atlantis?
Well, currently our iconic tower, the one that you see in all the commercials, the one that's right behind me. Well, yeah, you can't see that, but
we get to look at it.
It's the iconic tower. It's called the Royal. It's the one that is in all our commercials. It's got the bridge suite that links the two towers together that I spoke mm-hmm. about earlier. So mm-hmm. that's getting renovated right now. So we're very excited. So we're going to have 1,200 brand new rooms. So that is the newest thing that's happening at our property right now.
Okay. So you told us about some of the restaurants. We got to talk about a little bit of like the food and beverage and we all had there. Is there anything else special we need to know about in the dining?
Well, we have so many restaurants and they're always changing, which, you know, again, keeps it fresh for people that visit us often. At the same time, you know, we have favorites that people keep coming back for. For instance, Cafe Martinique, which is Jean-Georges Van Ruyten. It's very upscale and everybody pretty much knows who he is too, if you're a foodie, right?
Yes.
It overlooks the marina. It's fabulous. Also Fish, which is Jose Andros. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows him and how philanthropic he is and how giving he is to the community. His restaurant is at the Cove. I mentioned Nobu earlier. Everybody knows Nobu Matsuhitsu. He's located in our casino. We have Casa de Angelo, which is our upscale Italian restaurant. Everybody knows Todd English. Mm-hmm. We have, which is Olive's restaurant, which is Mediterranean cuisine. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said before, casual dining, we have a burger shack. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a Marina Pizzeria. We have something called Pirate Republic, which is our Caribbean microbrewery. It's extremely unique.
That's fun.
And Frankie's Gone Bananas, it's called, which is true Bahamian dishes. And then we have Starbucks on property. I mean, you know, it's just really, again, something for all budgets. And, you know, that's just to name a few.
Right. Yeah, and some creature comforts, right? So if you're traveling and you're not quite ready to try too much new, there's some comfort things. And then, I mean, more than you can do in a week, like you said.
Oh, definitely. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, as a foodie, or I love watching cooking shows. I love watching everything. I'm not as adventurous when I eat. Which is very interesting. But wow, just listing all of those different concepts from these famous, you know, chefs. And like you said, there's such a variety. Any group, I would think, that's coming, you know, whether they're there, you know, during their formal meeting time or for whatever formal event they're having, like that's got to be just so unique to know you're not just there maybe eating the food provided during your meeting. You have all these other options. Like you said, maybe it's your, you know, staying after the meeting with your family. There's just so much, like so many options that you're never going to feel, oh, I'm going to the same restaurant again. Like right. That's, you're not.
I guess I'll have the BLT.
Yeah. You know, oh great, a box lunch. Oh no, actually I've got, you know, like you said, I can't remember 12, 19, however many restaurants you said you've got plenty of options that you could be there for a meeting for a week and you're never going to feel like you're having the same thing every day. And
that's
I think that's something that a lot of, you know, when people going for meetings and things like that, they, you know, the meeting itself is an everyday thing and they like to be able to change it up and experience new things. And from what it sounds like at the Atlantis, you're never going to have to experience the same thing twice unless you want to, which I think is so unique for a resort.
You hit it right there. Yeah.
You know, anybody that's coming, any type of group size, no matter what they're coming for. I think that in itself is, I would want to have a meeting, an event, a wedding at a place like that, knowing my guests are getting more than what we're providing for them. There's so many options for them.
Right. I feel sorry for the meeting attendees that come in for their 3-night meeting. And then they're like, oh man, I wish I would have extended. If I would have known that he had so much to do, they just like, they didn't even have time because they were in meetings to see and explore, you know, half the things. So we do get a lot of people coming back that were there previously for meetings, which is kind of fun. Then they bring the families
back. Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely. They come back. That makes so much sense. And I think, like talking about the restaurants and all of that and the variety, it's fantastic for the meeting attendees, but let's do real talk. It's really great for the meeting planners, right? We're the ones who are there 4 days early and 4 days later.
Right.
And we're the ones who are sitting in the back room late at night. Like,
what are my options?
Eating whatever's left over from the box lunch. So there's a lot of appeal for like, what a great place for everybody to go and be.
Right.
So we can all relate to those moments when we're.
And Katie, if you want to go there, like you just almost did for a meeting planner, you can also hide from your attendees. There's plenty of places to hide. We know you're all looking for that place where you can certainly get a list.
We love our attendees until Monday 7. We just need 5 minutes. We just need five minutes.
Let's, you know, they don't need to know where our second office is, right?
Right.
There's a main office if there's an emergency. They don't need to know where the other office is.
Right. Exactly. It's in this
plenty
of options.
It's in Katie, it's in the spa.
It's in the casino. Okay, so Sharon, we've talked so much about this property. I'm curious if it lines up, if I'm going to hear the same thing of the same themes of the things you're talking about with Atlantis. But when you go to a resort, what do you love? What are the things that, whether it's this resort or another, what are you always looking at or checking out or just like excited about?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny.
I probably know too much, right?
No,
like,
I'm
way spoiled.
I sell such a big property with so much that personally for me, when I go away, I go to little tiny places, little mm-hmm. like boutique-y places, you know, mm-hmm. like I love Napa Valley. So mm-hmm. I love to go to little boutique resorts and small yeah. like yacht-like getaways like Seabourn mm-hmm. or Silver Seas, you know, where there's only like 100 suites. I like right. quiet because I'm around a lot of right. action.
You're
all
in
the
Disney
time.
World all day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I like quiet. So personally, I like the opposite.
Great. You know, that doesn't surprise me. We've talked to another one of our guests who had a very similar kind of like, mm-hmm. like to get away and do kind of the opposite of the norm. So right. that makes a lot of sense. I love it. Yeah. So, and you mentioned Napa. That's so great. You know, our hope with this podcast is, of course, to let people know just what it says in the name, that there are so many places to go. We love them all. We want to go everywhere. And I think it's fun to know that there's, you know, a place for everybody and you know, travel to them all, see them all. Mm-hmm. And, start with Atlantis, of course.
Because even at the Atlantis, there are so many places to go.
That's
it
right.
appears.
That's right. I mean, it's like a sampler, right? Get a yep. taste of it.
Every day you can try something new.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Absolutely.
So Sharon, I feel like we've done the meeting and event space a little bit of a disservice, but okay. I won't lie and tell you that that's a little bit on purpose because I can just imagine that we could talk about square footage and breakout rooms and, you know, the space and all that, but touch on it a little bit. Tell us, you know, what do meeting planners, event planners need to know about the meeting and event space?
Okay, well, basically, we've got a lot of new technology. So okay. when they're like, and I'm not obviously a conference planner, I'm in sales. So I know I'm not going to be like very specific on this stuff. But I know that meeting planners are impressed about like the rigging areas where they can hang things from in our ballrooms, because I guess there's a lot of hang points.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, you're talking my language.
I know, sure. really? Okay, so I know they're like really impressed with that. You know, we've got over 33 breakout rooms, so there's so many different areas by both of the ballrooms, so everything mm-hmm. is really conveniently located, so you're not like traipsing across the whole property. Our conference center is all mm-hmm. in one place. The two ballrooms are basically back to back to each other, and mm-hmm. all the breakout rooms are right together, so everything is self-contained. So that's
really nice
what they
to hear.
Really like about it. That would
absolutely.
Be like a meeting planner's dream.
Yes, yeah. exactly. I was going to say that sounds really nice, not just for, you know, you don't want your attendees frustrated with having to walk all over the place, but as the planner, you're not, it's not like you're sitting around all day, you're going everywhere too. And so
right.
You can only be in so many places at one time. So for everything to be in one spot, like you said, that's yeah. a huge selling point for a planner.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't even realize the implications, the other implications of some of that stuff. On the planning side, when we're putting together logistics, and our planner listeners or their brains are already thinking, they're already planning, even though they don't have a group there yet. But it's things like how much signage do you need to point people in the right direction, to add with wayfinding, or how much staff do you need to set around the corners, or because you can't walk back and forth all day. So those little things,
right.
you know, just that simple aspect of it has an effect on how we plan and how we put those logistics together. And I think those, you know, little things are important for planners to know as they're considering places, because it does weigh into getting there, picking your venue and getting there, but then you have to plan around it. And you can have the exact same meeting, but as soon as you put it in a new property, it's like planning a new event. You know, you're making mm-hmm. so many adjustments. And
right.
so those little features are great. Well, we value your time so much. I think we could probably keep talking all day. I have so many questions. The one thing that I alluded to earlier that I was going to mention, I am a big, how do I put this? I love documentaries, specifically like marine whales and sharks all day long. I can watch that stuff all day long. And so I was so thrilled to go and see the sharks and the shark slide. I did not do the shark slide. There was also a very, very cool, what looked like a scuba diving experience where you like a little thing and go there.
Right.
It was just so exciting. It was so unique. And like I said, I can't wait to go back and get up close and personal with all of that. And, but there's so much that we could talk through. So we're so grateful for your time today and walking us through all this. We hope our listeners will go and click the links and learn more and call Sharon and talk to her. She's so wonderful. But before we break off of this episode, we just want to know do you want to leave our listeners with? What should they know, or just what are your final thoughts for them?
I mean, it's pretty simple. I think they could probably even sum it up. I mean, we have it all and we fit all budgets. Bingo.
Okay. Great. That's a pretty solid tagline right
yeah,
there.
Right? Right?
Okay.
Really important information. So
right.
the B word, the budget. That's,
there you go.
That's,
you know right, the budget dictates everything.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Oh. Well, thank you, ladies. Appreciate your
thank
time
you
too.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk soon. And listeners, go and check out Atlantis and enjoy the photos and all the fun, you know, all the things that are to see there. So thank you guys so much. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks,
thank
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi again, Planeters. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure to check out the extra resources from this episode linked in the show notes and on our website, immwow.com. Make sure to follow So Many Places to Go podcast on Instagram and Facebook or International Meeting Managers on LinkedIn, because you never know when you'll find those bonus surprises. Most importantly, we hope you reach out to our guests and partners to learn more. We know so many of you out there love to travel and experience new destinations and venues for clients and yourself. Until next time, our team will be working hard to travel the globe and bring you along to some of the most amazing places to go. This podcast is produced by Agency Podcasts. Do you have a great place we should go? Let us know in the comments, in an email, or send us a message.